With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. For the second time in 5 years, the LA Dodgers win the 8th World Series title after a 7-6 win over the New York Yankees in Game 5 of the Yankee Stadium. Following the win, mass looting broke out on the streets of Los Angeles. Video on X showed looters breaking into a Nike store, leaving with boxes of merchandise. Other videos showed a LA Metro bus on fire. A major fire broke out at a lithium-ion battery processing plant Wednesday in Missouri. Residents near the critical mineral recovery plant in Fredericksburg were told to evacuate. Video online showed explosions at the facility. Virginia can resume its purge of non-citizen voter registrations.
The emergency decision marks a loss for the Biden administration, which convinced lower courts to reinstate the registrations because the removals took place too close to the election. The court's three liberals, Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, publicly dissented. Earlier this month, the Biden administration sued Virginia election officials over the 1,600 people removed from the state's voter rolls. Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin issued an executive order in August formalizing the program. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
New details about Dropbox fires in Oregon and Washington.
Investigators say the suspect is a white man between 30 and 40 with balding or very short hair driving a Volvo. They also believe he has a wealth of experience in metal fabrication and welding. The ballot boxes set on fire were in Portland and nearby Vancouver, Washington. A source tells the AP the devices were marked with the message Free Gaza. The FBI's Douglas Olson says
we have zero tolerance for instigators to exploit legitimate peaceful protests to violate federal law through violence or other criminal activity.
Audio from KATU. Voters in Washington are encouraged to check the status of their ballots to track their return status. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle taking place in Georgia.
The state says students at Luther Rice College and Seminary cannot access financial aid because the school is religious. Lawyers for Luther Rice are now suing on First Amendment grounds and the fact that other religious schools in the state are being allowed to access the funds. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represents Luther Rice, says, quote, people of faith cannot be discriminated against for choosing the school that best aligns with their beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Amish are numerous in the all-important swing state of Pennsylvania, yet only a small minority of them vote in elections. They're being targeted this year in the latest effort to register more of them to vote. Republicans are seeking their votes through billboards, ads, door-to-door canvassing, and community meetings. Republican campaigners see the Amish as receptive to GOP talking points, smaller government, less regulation, and religious freedom. This is SRN News. At least 92 people are known to have died after torrential rain caused devastating flash floods in southeastern Spain.
A lot of people spent the night on the roofs of their houses or other buildings and petrol stations, for example, as they waited for the floodwaters to subside and waited for rescuers to reach them. Other people took refuge in their cars and other vehicles. But we have seen some devastating images of cars just being pushed along the streets of towns across Valencia by the floodwater. And there's been tremendous disruption to transport links as well, both air travel and rail links. And also a lot of roads are still closed, particularly across the Valencia region.
Over 37 million people from Texas to the Great Lakes are in the path of potential severe weather overnight, weather that could produce winds higher than 65 miles an hour. More details at srnnews.com.